An employee of Caddis Enterprises shows off their products.
Go towards the other end.
We are thermoform plastic manufacturers.
Natalie Caddis is the CEO.
Our products cover and insulate power infrastructure against animal-caused power outages.
They have around 24 employees. In April, Caddis was invited to a luncheon with President Obama and German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Germany as a representative of small business from the United States.
It's a bit of a Cinderella story. I didn't think that I would be in that place in that time, but it was very exciting.
And she just met with Buffett, Bloomberg, and Blankfein in New York. So how did she get there?
Our entire mission is helping Utah companies think, act, and succeed globally.
Through the help of the World Trade Center Utah, GOED, Salt Lake Chamber, Goldman Sachs, and more, World Trade Center Utah CEO Derek Miller says Caddis Enterprises went on their first trade mission in 2013 and has been on six more, making contacts, opening doors, and getting signed contracts in Mexico, Venezuela, Russia, Norway, and more.
Caddis Enterprises, and Natalie in particular, is really the poster child of how Utah companies can take advantage of these different opportunities, whether it's a trade mission or a seminar or a trade show. But there's just a wealth of resources out there and opportunities.
There's a lot of competition domestically, but it's pretty wide open internationally.
The company started in her father-in-law's kitchen in 1966, but now
we've averaged 400% growth year over year.
Miller says 95% of the world's consumers live outside of the U.S.
Not many companies can afford to ignore 95% of their possible customers. We help them to not ignore that 95%, but to take advantage of it.
One of the things that I would just recommend, if somebody were to ask for my advice, I would say look at the resources that are available locally, specifically as a small company.
It's something that led her to that luncheon table in Germany with the president.
When I spoke with the White House and kind of said, why am I here? And he said, you've earned it. So, you know, enjoy it. There's a need to focus on small business.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.